Greetings once again, pilgrims. Not just ordinary pilgrims, Lenten pilgrims on our way to Jerusalem, which just happens to be the title of Mary Alice Mulligan's Lenten devotional, Go to Jerusalem. That's what we're doing. This is the 31st day of our journey to Jerusalem. 31st day with quite a bit to go. But let's just take every day for itself, every day as it comes, every moment a blessing, and let's enjoy about, 12 to 15 minutes of Lenten devotion right here and now. Amen. It's Friday, by the way. It's March 19th, and this is the week that we have called Expect New Life. So before we begin, just take a moment and think about what that means, to expect new life for yourself, to be reborn, resurrected, revived, remade by the one who created you. That's what Lent's all about. And that's the opportunity we have. So today, we've brought out the Celtic flute music. I hope you enjoy it for the background. We have lit the cerulean surf and sea white candle. It just is burning so cleanly. Beautiful. The glare off that white. Oh, by the way, you notice that was different? That's the throat coat from Traditional Medicinals. Throat coat tea. I use that a lot on Sunday mornings. Each tea bag has a little quote on the little paper clip of the tea bag. This one says, "Talking to plants is one way of talking directly to spirit." So there you go, plant talkers. We're going to begin with scripture, the Gospel of John. We're going to go into the heart of that part of John where Jesus is just teaching so passionately his disciples all these things they need to understand before he goes, and he's preparing to go. He knows what's ahead. So these chapters in here, like chapter 15, hold these important universal lessons that the disciples will need to take the movement forward when Jesus has ascended to heaven. This is part of that. He's talking about how to love people. Don't think of love as something you already know and understand. Here's what he says in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. John 15, verses 12 through 17. Jesus says this, "I command you to love each other in the same way that I have loved you. And here is how to measure it. The greatest love is shown when people lay down their lives for their friends. You are my friends if you obey me. I no longer call you servants, because a master doesn't confide in his servants. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. I command you to love each other." Beautiful piece of text, isn't it? Here's what Mary Alice Mulligan adds to that. She says, "Our Lenten journey offers opportunities to draw closer to Jesus, to deepen our spiritual life, and to connect in new ways to God. Such growth does not happen overnight, but we notice changes. Most of us are not ready to lay down our lives for others. But as we grow in Christ, we are able to care for others more. That is, we may be able to be kinder or more generous or even sacrificial to others. We may find it easier to pray, too. People who have always gotten on our last nerve may become easier to take. Eventually, we may even feel love for them. If God's love is infinite, we should be able to grow in love for them. If we lean on God to teach us, we should be able to grow in love. Maturing in love moves us toward the love Jesus had for us. Jesus directed the disciples to deeper love only after they walked with him several years. Growth takes time. So some reflection time with Mary Alice Mulligan. Here's what she poses to us. As you open your journal, or let's just say your mind, or your heart, or your pad, or your iPad, whatever you're working with, your notebook, as you open that, think about your ability to love. Your ability to love. Can you think of a time you were able to care about someone you didn't know you could care about? A time you were able to care about someone you didn't know you could care about. Are there ways your Christian life is bearing fruit in the world? Take a moment and remember Lent last year. What were you like? Has your faith expanded in the past year? What practice have you taken on to help you discover new life in Christ? What practice have you taken on to help you discover new life in Christ? Take time to consider each of these questions and see what God is doing through you and in you. Amen. Our poem today is Back to Rumi for this Friday. You've probably all heard the story about a group of men in the dark who come upon an elephant, and each one touches a different part of the elephant's body and then tries to explain what the elephant is just by the part of the body they've touched. Well, Rumi takes that story and puts a little deeper touch on it and ends with a proposition worth considering. So here's Elephant in the Dark by Rumi. Some Hindus have an elephant to show. No one here has ever seen an elephant. They bring it at night to a dark room. One by one, we go in the dark and come out saying how we experience the animal. One of us happens to touch the trunk, a water pipe kind of creature. Another, the ear, a very strong, always moving back and forth fan animal. Another, the leg. I find it still, like a column on a temple. Another touches the curved back, a leathery throne. Another, the cleverest, feels the tusk, a rounded sword made of porcelain. He's proud of his description. Each of us touches one place and understands the whole in that way. The palm and the fingers feeling in the dark are how the senses explore the reality of the elephant. If each of us held a candle there, and if we went in together, we could see it. Elephant in the Dark by Rumi. Some Hindus have an elephant to show. No one here has ever seen an elephant. They bring it at night to a dark room. One by one, we go in the dark and come out saying how we experience the animal. One of us happens to touch the trunk, a water pipe kind of creature. Another, the ear, a very strong, always moving back and forth, fan animal. Another, the leg. I find it still, like a column on a temple. Another touches the curved back, a leathery throne. Another, the cleverest, feels the tusk, a rounded sword made of porcelain. He's proud of his description. Each of us touches one place and understands the whole in that way. The palm and the fingers, feeling in the dark, are how the senses explore the reality of the elephant. If each of us held a candle there, and if we went in together, we could see it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Lamb of God, you give everything for us. Teach us to love more and more. Amen.